serve you just the same.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, yesterday we started looking at something that is vitally important to each and every one of us, and I entitled it Legally Healed. This was part of our healing school, which we do every Thursday morning. Now, we looked at the fact that Christ has redeemed us. Galatians 3:13 says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And if I've been redeemed from the curse, then why am I still walking in the curse? Sickness, no money, divorce, all those kinds of things that attack us today. Why am I still operating in that? So we're going to take it further, and we're going to look and see what the Lord is showing us, because you are legally healed, 100% legally healed. So let's join and pick up with the service yesterday, which was taken from our healing school, which we have every Thursday morning. And by the way, everyone is welcome. There's no charge. And if you need healing, come and join us. It's in the town hall at Tradition at 9 o'clock every Thursday morning. Let's pick it up right now.
If you've been redeemed from the curse, then I shouldn't walk in the curse. I'm out of the curse. I've been redeemed from something. That means I must be somewhere else. So I've been redeemed from the altar. Boom. I'm no longer on the altar. If I've been redeemed from it, what am I still doing in it? Amen. So I've been redeemed from the curse. That means I've moved from the curse into the blessing. I've moved from the curse into the blessing. Amen. And I've used this before, and I'll just quickly go through it one more time for those of you who might not have heard. I'm from South Africa, as you all know. And let's pretend, we're only pretending now, let's pretend South Africa is the curse. And God said, I'm going to redeem you from the curse. So I was redeemed from the curse of South Africa, and I came to America. I'm in the blessing now. Correct? So I came, I'm no longer in South Africa because I'm redeemed from South Africa, redeemed from the curse. I'm now in the blessing of America. All the blessings, the land of the free and the brave. Amen? And so now I'm here. But I want to go back to the curse. Even though I'm redeemed from it, I can go straight back. Straight back. Walk into the terminal. I'll buy a ticket. First class, please. Back to the curse. I can fly back to South Africa anytime I want. Is that correct? That's what people are doing. They're going from the blessing to the curse. From the blessing to the curse. How do they do that? You purchase a ticket. That's how you purchase a ticket, right? I'm getting sick. That's coach. I am sick. That's first class. Come on. Come on. I can't afford it. Here's your ticket, sir. I'm broke. First class. Oh, you understand? You are speaking yourself back into the curse. Whereas you've been redeemed from the curse. And God said, call things that are not as though they were. And we're calling things that are as though they are. So when sickness comes, you say, I'm sick. Rather than what the word says, I'm healed. And we're just going back and forth from the curse to the blessing, from the curse to the blessing. And it shouldn't be that way. If you're redeemed from the curse, stay under the blessing. Oy vey. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, so he's redeemed us from the curse. And first off, what brought the curse into the earth? But the curse includes, if you read it, and we'll show you about that in a minute, the curse includes all sickness, all kinds of disease, everyone that there ever is and ever will be. You'll see that in Deuteronomy. Every sickness that ever has been and will even be. Because he says that even the sicknesses that are not mentioned in this book will come upon you. Not even mentioned. Every sickness that can come up with. Listen, AIDS wasn't rampant in those days. But it is now, right? So it wasn't when they wrote the Bible back then, when that was penned, they didn't have certain diseases that we've seen. So does that mean God didn't know? No, he's made provision for it all. Even the sicknesses that are not written in this book will come on a person that's under the curse. Amen. And so it's sickness and disease. This is all in the curse. And chaos and mayhem and divorce and fear and all the things you don't want. Amen. But I've been redeemed from it. Legally redeemed. Jesus satisfied the demands of God. The supreme judge in the supreme court was satisfied. The gavel came down, cook, and said, price paid in full. Amen. We got to get a concept. We've got to get this understanding. Because if we don't know this, then when the devil comes with his sickness, guess what's going to happen? You are going to get sick. Amen. Or oh me. All right. Now, go with me to Genesis 2. Genesis 2, we're going to look at this right now, and we're looking at verse 15. I'm reading from the New King James. He says, yeah, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. The wages of sin is death. Correct. So the law was in place. And if you broke that law, it was just going to happen to you. Now, they were not forced to break the law. God didn't want them to break the law. Amen. But, you know, like I said last night, I believe, we are free to make any choice we want. I can choose right now to jump in front of a bus or not to. Correct? Amen. But I'm not free to choose the consequences of my choice. Oh, I can choose anything. But once I've done what I've wanted to do, the consequences are no longer in my control. Amen. What's in my control is choosing to do right or not do right. Correct? Yeah. But once I've done what I want to do, the consequences are now out of my hand. And who knows where and what's going to happen. Amen. So they knew. He said, if you eat from the tree, you will surely die. They chose to eat. They chose. She was deceived. He wasn't. He chose. You do understand that. She was deceived. Eve was deceived. Adam chose to be with his wife. Amen. And do what he did. So now go over to Genesis 3. So after this goes down, Genesis 3, verse 17, then to Adam God said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I command you, saying you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. Was the ground cursed for God's sake? Was God being nasty and he cursed the people? You see, this is one of the things in apologetics you're going to learn, because people say, why is there starvation in the world if he's such a good God? If they're asking out of, if they want information, I love them and tell them the truth. But when they come with it, well, if God's such a good God, why are children dying from AIDS, born with cancer? They got no answer. And a lot of Christians have got no answer. He has an answer right here, right over here. And you need to have the answers for that. But then we need to give proof. So this course is going to teach you to have the proof. Amen. So if any of you can be there Monday night, 6:30, be there. We're already full, but we're taking a bigger room now at Synergy School of Tomorrow in US 1. Amen. And if you haven't seen the school, come. You'll be amazed at what God's doing. The Amplified says the ground is under a curse because of you. Not because of me, God, because of you. I gave you the heads up. If you get a speeding sign outside there and it says 45, and you choose to do 75, hey, it's not the cop's fault for ticketing you. It's your fault for speeding. Amen. Is that correct? But Pastor, I thought it was 75. Thought, don't cut it. Ignorance is not bliss. They say ignorance is bliss. No, ignorance hurts. What you don't know can harm you. Amen. Amen? And if you don't know what the speed limit is, travel at what you think it should be. Low. Hello. All right. So the message says, the very ground is cursed because of you. The very ground is cursed because of you. So God had to now, because the ground became cursed, and those days, the lion would not eat the lamb. The snake would not bite you with poison. Those days, it was perfect. Everything got on beautifully, wonderfully well. When the curse came, he said, by the sweat of your brow, now you're going to eke out a living. Remember that? He said, thorns and thistles are going to be in the earth. How many of you ever stood on a thorn or something that's harmed you? That's all part of the curse brought on by the disobedience of mankind, not brought on because of God being nasty. You got to get this, amen? So because of this, God now had to bring in the law with a lot of do's and don'ts. Because he knew now, if we need a reprieve from the curse, we're going to have to do all the things that he says. And there were over 3,000 things that he said to do and not to do. And mankind could not do it. There's no ways. I mean, listen, one of the things is, if it's not of faith, it's sin. So if you're in fear, is that faith? No. So it's sin. Correct? They couldn't be near a dead body. They had to paint their houses different colors and break the walls down if someone was sick enough. I believe that the law reveals the perfection of God. I really do. That law that he brings, he's so pure, so holy, so righteous, that those laws are referring to who this God that we have as a father is. And that's why only Jesus, the only one without sin, the only one, the perfect man. No one else is perfect. Nobody. In our spirit, we've been made perfect now. But nobody, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The mere fact that you were born made you a sinner. Well, this is not my fault. Well, it's not God's. It's mankind who chose to disobey. Is that correct? Don't be blaming God. God, why'd you make me sick? You know, God says, either get hot or cold, but if you're in between, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I think that makes God puke sometimes when people blame him for the work of the devil. And so the devil tricked Eve. Adam went with the decision, and that's where the curse came from. Not from God. Everyone says, not from God. So God had to bring a reprieve to or from the curse. That's why Jesus, think about it. That's why Jesus, the virgin birth. For years I wondered, why did he have to have a virgin birth? Why couldn't he just come and be the holy man that he is? Because if he was born of a woman in the natural way of the situation is today, the blood would have come, the seed from the man, and the blood would have come, the child now gets the blood from the father. And the seed comes from the father. The woman incubates, he brings a seed. In the garden, in the beginning, God said, her seed is going to bruise your head. I mean, his heel, right? And his heel will bruise his head. Now listen, women don't have seed. He said, right in the garden, her seed. Women don't have seed. Men have seed. But the Holy Spirit came and impregnated Mary supernaturally, so that she did not get seed from a man who was born of Adam.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival and tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.